As more and more businesses look to use drones, the demand for FAA-certified commercial drone pilots is soaring. With all of this money-making potential, drone schools are popping up across the country, and that includes one in Wilmington. WHYY's Shirley Min tells us about Drone Workforce Solutions.
That whirring is the sound of Ray Buchta's drone lifting off. Aerial shots add a lot when he's producing videos for work at Delaware Digital Video Factory in North Wilmington.
There's some jobs that you do where you want to highlight a property or somebody's business. And we're also doing a lot of photography, so there's a lot of applications for the drone work.
Buchta earned his Federal Aviation Administration certification last year. Flying a drone for fun is one thing, but if you want to make money piloting a drone, you need an FAA certification.
It's an emerging market. I mean, it's definitely a lot of potential out there. It's hard to put a number on it, I would say, but it's definitely fun to watch and fun to be involved in because there's a lot of stuff coming on the horizon. And then you also have like Amazon and all these places that UPS that want to start delivering with drones, and that's a whole nother industry in itself. But yes, 10, 20 years from now, we may have drones flying all over the place.
Drone Workforce Solutions, or DWS, is the brainchild of Theo Nix, who's a lawyer, not a pilot.
Every industry is going to be impacted or could be impacted by the use of drones.
With a $59,000 Delaware Department of Labor grant, Nix developed a 10-week, 70-hour curriculum, combining classroom work with hands-on flying time for 12 students. Because of the grant, it's tuition-free.
We train people who are interested in getting into drone technology by teaching them how to fly drones, how to pass the Federal Aviation Administration exam, how to edit the data that they get, and how to build a drone.
There are lots of online choices when it comes to drone training. But what differentiates DWS is that it's not only in person, but it also helps graduates find work.
We hire drone operators from around the country who populate our site with the information. We validate the information that they're FAA certified, that they have their licenses, what kind of drones they fly, where are they in the country. And when we have jobs from employers, we can then, on our apps, free apps, send that information to the drone operators who become part of the Drone Workforce Solution family and ask them if they're interested in the job. Here's how much they're paying. This is what's required. Who's interested?
DWS's inaugural class of 12 included Gabe Cruz.
As I saw opportunity, I didn't hesitate. I was like, look, it's a new industry that's pretty much untouched territory in Delaware. So I was like, hey, why not?
FAA certified, Cruz is ready to work.
This is definitely career worthy. Anybody could make a full-time career out of this. The sky's the limit. So I can do anything from inspections. I can do agricultural. I can do, you know, the typical cinematography as well, where I can fly in the sky, do some editing. Editing is going to be a really big skill to have when it comes to, you know, aerial drone videography.
And apparently, there's a lot of money to be made. Investment bank Goldman Sachs forecasts drones to grow to a $100 billion industry by 2020 worldwide. Demand from the military alone is projected to account for $70 billion. Consumers, like you and me, are expected to spend $17 billion buying drones, and businesses and local governments account for the remaining $13 billion. That $13 billion is what Nix is going after.
So right now we're targeting the utility companies. Agriculture is huge, so we can do what's called precision intervention and really pinpoint for farmers where their issue is in the field. Instead of spraying the whole 1,000 acres, for example, we can show a farmer where the issue is in his field, and then they can spray just that area, saving them millions of dollars over a period of time.
There are 60,000 FAA-certified commercial drone pilots, and the number is growing. Nix is applying for another grant from the state to cover tuition for a second class, but says otherwise, tuition will cost $6,000. From the Delaware desk, Shirley Min, WHYY News.